We're joined now by Twin Cedars boys track and field coach Max Diaz on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on 92.1 KRLS. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. And well, Max, good to talk to you after a couple meets finally in for the boys. And your overall thoughts on how the first couple of meets have went for the Sabres.
These past 2 weeks have been going pretty good. We were just at Belle Plaine on Tuesday, and now here this past Thursday, we were at Oskaloosa for the Oski Relays. That was a co-ed meet. We sent our girls over to EBF, and our boys went over to Oski. It's really good. You know, we've got a few guys that are PRing every time they touch the track in their respective events, so that's really nice. For our 100-meter, we've got Matthew Fay that came to us in the beginning of the season running a 13.8, and now we've got him down to an 11.89 on our hand timers. Official marks are looking like 12.48 with the fat timing, but you know, when I've got me, my assistant coach, and the women's coach all timing at the same time, well, not the women's coach for this past meet over at Oski, but you know, we've got this other athlete, his name is Robert. We're all on hand timers on our phone, and we're all within a tenth of a second timing this guy out at 11.89. Man, that's phenomenal progress. You can't be mad at that, even if we're competing against some 2A and 3A schools. Well, continue.
Well, let's talk about, you mentioned that you wanted your guys to compete. Never mind where they finish, just compete. Are you getting that?
Oh, 100%. You know, we've had some behavioral stuff go on the team, and it's been a little rocky there. I can't even lie to you, but, you know, now we're hitting a point where these guys are starting to see that they're making progress, and they're really starting to buy in. So that is the best result I could possibly hope for. I think we're really solid in all our events in the first half where we have to accelerate, and I think these guys are seeing that they're starting to gap people in those first halves of the race. And then they start to hit a wall and pucker out because our mileage is kind of weaning off. But, I think they're starting to see the fruits of their labor in real time, and that's making them want to buy in even more.
As we're talking to Max Diaz, Twin Cedars boys track and field coach on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on 92.1 KRLS, Joe Angel Ibarra has really been kind of one of your guys that, along with Matthew Fay, has really kind of stepped up and had some of the better finishes. Let's talk about Joe Angel. He has been with Twin Cedars for, seems like forever, but he's one of those guys that looks like you're going to really depend on this year just to maybe not necessarily score points, but just to get better and better as a year goes on.
100%. And, you know, I'm really grateful for him because he's the only person on our team that's doing long distance. He really stepped up to the challenge there, but that's what he likes. Came to us with a mile time this year of 5:30. We just got it down to 5:23, started discussing some strategy for the mile. Arms and legs, you know, that's our big cue for him, making sure we get everything with proper technique and mechanics. You know, we just got to get him to a point where he can run with proper mechanics sustainably for four laps. If we're talking about the 1600, he PR'd yesterday, went from a 5:30 to a 5:23. So that was amazing. Didn't do so hot in the 3200, but that's okay. You know, he said he felt a lot better. He looks a lot better. So I'm not too worried about the mark. You know, we're competing with ourselves, and it looks like he's really, let me rephrase that. You know, we are competing with ourselves. It looks like he is, you know, starting to pay attention to the details a little more. You know, his mark is not necessarily indicative of what's to come. You know, we've got him sitting at a 11.18 for his season's best. This past race, he just ran a 11.47, but he looked a lot more crisp. So I'll definitely take that. We've got him running to 800 now, too, to learn how to hustle a little more. And that's been really fun. He said he's really been enjoying that.
How are some of the other guys on the team doing as far as, you know, you mentioned a lot of PRs and a lot of guys who are, you know, starting to kind of get to, oh, if I work hard, I'm going to, you know, get better at this.
Yeah, it is definitely starting to click for one of our throwers. His name is Caden Mayfield. He had a huge PR on discus the other day. He was sitting at an 84 feet, 85 foot discus throw, and just PR'd by 13 feet, hit a 97 flat on disc the other day. So that was really nice. The other two guys we've got, Cash Blom and Matthew Evans, we still got a little work to do. They both PR'd by about 6 inches on shot put, or not shot put, discus, I believe. So that's nice. It's a little hard to find the time to fine tune some of those mechanics, especially in something that's so technically demanding like shot put. When we're hitting two meets a week and we're a 4-day school week over at Twin Cedars. So just finding the time to get a little work with these guys and clean them up has been the challenge so far.
Well, looking ahead on the schedule, you know, what's some things you're looking forward to with this team as you move on in the next couple weeks or so?
Believe it or not, I'm going to say competing against those bigger schools. So off-ski relays, it kind of felt like we were the odd duck out. You know, Knoxville, that's a powerhouse track team. Ottumwa looked really solid at just about everything they were doing. Newton was really solid. Carlisle is a 3A. Pella has phenomenal coaching always. It's been that way. You know, Twin Cedars is the only 1A. We really stuck out like a sore thumb. But if you look at the stats and if you look at the spreads through all the heats, we've got guys that are hanging out there in the middle of the pack. For discus, out of 26, Caden Mayfield was 15th. For 100 meter, out of 27, Matthew Fay is at 15. So, you know, despite being a 1A school, we can hang with some of these guys. So as long as we're getting more and more quality reps, being put in those pressure-like situations, being exposed to that high-level competition, that's what excites me. But once these guys finally believe that they belong and that they can do it too, man, I think we're going to be unstoppable.
All right. Well, best luck to you the next couple of weeks, and we'll talk to you again.
Hey, thank you so much.
That's Max Diaz, Twin Cedars boys track and field coach on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on 92.1 KRLS.